Today's Q106 presents Bryce's Sports Break.
I love this.
My now 7-year-old son.
Yeah. Oh. Happy birthday to the young man.
Yeah. I had to catch up with Bryce after all those big playoff games. He's so into football now. He's hit that age. He loves it so much. So we put together Bryce's Sports Break, and of course we had to talk about his birthday bash first.
Oh.
Happy 7th birthday. Did you have fun with your birthday bowling bash?
Yes. I even beat you, Mom.
True. Yeah, he totally
Did he really?
Beat me. Yes. I got an 83. He got a 90.
Wow, and you even had the bumpers up too, didn't you?
I did not.
Yeah, right.
I did not have the
bumpers.
So
your husband barely rolled 100 last time with the bumpers up, and then he tried to use some kind of an excuse.
He said the bumpers actually hurt his score because he likes to do that curve
thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I drinking the Bloody Marys.
I can throw it into the gutter and it jumps right back out as well.
And then we got into the football talk. How do you feel about the Vikings Saints game?
Well, Cousins actually showed up to a playoff game.
Who's he talking about?
Cousins, their quarterback, actually showed up to a playoff game. I'm going to say Cousins actually showed up to a game. I'm sorry, Northwoods John, our resident Vikings fan.
Yep.
You know that. He's not your quarterback of the future.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he's not good.
Oh, good.
They're having some Bears kind of issues with their quarterbacks.
Gotcha.
Revolving door over there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Bryce got that one right.
Okay, cool. And how about the Seahawks winning the Philadelphia game?
I'm afraid of Russell Wilson, but I'm going to Green Bay for good luck.
You're going to Green Bay?
What?
For good luck!
Yeah, surprise to me. I asked my husband, I'm like, what is Bryce talking about? He said, well, I kind of want to take Bryce to Lambeau Field. We can't afford tickets, but maybe just to tailgate and be there for the experience. So I guess it must be true if Bryce put it in his sports break.
Yeah, well, I would love
to have
a sports break live from Lambeau from the parking lot.
Bryce playing beer pong?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, the kid's got a good arm.
But we've never done that. Have you ever just gone to Lambeau to be part of the experience?
I've never been to Lambeau.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a thing? Do people just go up there?
Yes. Well, I think people in town go there because now you still got to pay to get in the parking lot. So I'm not sure how that fits your frugal files. But it's still probably about $20 to get in the parking lot.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. But, but then you go in there and you can tailgate with everybody else and you'll bring your grill and do everything. Because there's a lot of people that do that for Brewers games too. They're not even going to the ball game. And then they'll stay in the parking lot and listen to the game on the radio.
But so, see, my Mama Bear is coming out and I'm a little nervous. So if you've ever done this, calm me down. Is this okay for my son and my husband to go to Lambeau and just be there for the experience?
It's not like a bunch of Raiders fans everywhere. He's going to be fine. The only problem you're going to run into are Wisconsin fans that are, for some reason, Seattle fans because Russell Wilson played quarterback and lost for the Badgers for one season. Now everyone seems to think that he's a Badger.
Oh.
I'm very adamant on that. If you are rooting for Russell Wilson, you are a traitor.
You 100%. Can't, especially when he's playing against the Packers.
Everyone around here seems to love Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He was a rental for a year. He lost.
Mm-hmm.
So stop pretending like he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Badgers. We just lost one of the greatest things that ever happened, Jonathan Taylor.
You're going to Green Bay.
For good luck!
That was Bryce's Sports Break.